Hello, everybody. This is Diana. This is my Trailblazers of the Universe podcast. Some of you might know me from my YouTube channel, Trailblazers of the Universe, where I help you fearlessly and unapologetically live your best, most authentic life and transcend any limitations you may have. But the focus of this podcast is going to be more bridging self-improvement, spirituality, and emotional healing. So today I have two special guests on, and some of you might know them from my other podcast I do, Life Theories, which is also on Spotify and Google and Apple. So we have Solomon King. He's with Esoteric Minds Media. I guess I would consider him more of a spiritual teacher, or do you have another label for yourself?
Oh man, however you see me, it's just a blessing.
And then we have Sarah as well. And I guess, I was calling her an intuitive healer, but I know she's changed some of her title. What would you like to label yourself as now? Or
credential? I mean, intuitive healer is fine. It's probably the most accessible of the things that I call myself. Mm. I'm also a trauma-informed wellness coach. I refer to myself as a trauma-informed wellness witch sometimes. But yeah. Mostly just do trauma-informed wellness coaching and get people to tap into their own bodies.
Yeah, cool. So I think today I want to talk more about, well, we all know there's a consciousness shift going on the planet, right? I mean, it's pretty obvious, mm-hmm. and especially people that are a little bit more tapped in. But since I consider Solomon and Sarah a little more, I guess, tapped in, and I would say clairvoyant, and, you know, Sarah's even a psychic medium as well. And I know that Solomon has some of those gifts too. So I know we see a lot of the chaos that's going on the planet. We see a lot of the frequency shifts that are going on. But I want to tap into what's going on the other side of the veil as well. So some of, like, what are you guys seeing? And what are you feeling? Like, just kind of, we can just go from there. I'm just curious to see your perspectives
What I'm seeing. And what I be seeing a lot is, like, when I, so like a lot of times I see it in dreams. That's why I tell people to remember your dreams, you see. So when I see it in my dreams, when I get up, because it normally be at like 3 a.m., I wake up and I journal everything I can remember. I journal. But the thing that I see that I have to interpret all the time, it's like shifting. If you understand shifting, but it's like it shows me in a way where, like, it's people's attitudes, it's their ways. Like, one face would be like this, and it'd be the same face, but one face would be like this, then another face would be like that. It shows me like that. So when I wake up and I journal everything, sometimes I draw it, you feel me? But it teaches me for, I want to say, the future or for the next day or what to look out for, you see? So when that happens, I normally follow a synchronicity somewhere and or just look out for somebody or look out for something, and it'll add up. All your dreams add up. All your dreams will synchronize in a way, you see? So that's how I figure most of this stuff out. Either it's going to be in a dream, or if I'm just meditating and a download will come. That's what y'all call it, download. Or yeah. You just get hit with something, you know? Or an aha moment. So when all those play out, and when it comes down to the feel of it, I can't stand that part, because you really gotta decipher the feeling. You see, I would rather the vision than the feeling, because sometimes, boy, them feelings will lead you wrong. So I would rather let it all add up. But what I'm seeing right now, and people might not like it, but it's a lot of chaos, especially around here.
Because it has to be physical, the spiritual, mm-hmm. before it comes here, you know, mm-hmm. As above, so below. So I'm kind of curious, exactly. for people that can see more, what do you, like,
so
see?
When we see chaos craziness. Yes, yeah. Because look, the reason why it shows me the chaos and the craziness, but it also showed me the southern region. You feel me? Like it's crazy all over the south, all over the, anywhere where we have lots of sun at. It's crazy right now. You feel me? And the way it showed me in the dreams, the way it showed me, like, the sun rays hitting in some people's, I don't know what it is that be taken up, but the same way something be taken up, the same way something be brought down. And it's all through the crown. That's how it be shown to me. So I'm like, okay, it's possession, if you get what I'm saying. So I tell people to monitor their thoughts, because at the end of the day, that's all it is. You got to watch your thoughts, because chaos is here, bro. Chaos is here, but also knowledge is here too, because you're going to have to use both if you understand the chaos, you see? So the heat on this side, it's only going to get hotter. You feel me? So it's us that need to control ourselves, control our temper. It all starts with us, because it's a lot of chaos everywhere. And if you're not aware, if you're not in tune, and if you're not like really, really, really seeing it for what it is, it'll kind of throw you off. So that's when you tap into your feelings. Like 1 minute you feel some type of way, like go around somebody, right? You leave your house feeling real good. You feeling real like you could face the fucking world. You feel me? But the minute you go somewhere like a cafe, or you walk to a bus corner, then all of a sudden you get the feeling a whole nother way and don't know why.
Yeah.
You gotta tap into that type of shit. Because if you don't, you're gonna be caught in the middle of it. That's all I got to say.
Well, and the veil is thin, and you know, some of it, and there's a lot of, I would say, negative entities and things, like there's a lot going on. I want to say, but Sarah, what would you think about, what do you see, like, in your, whether it's visions, or maybe you do sessions with people, or just in general when you go out into the world?
My biggest thing right now is I've been getting a lot of messages, downloads to protect yourself, like don't leave your house without protecting yourself energetically, spiritually, and also protect yourself when you fall asleep at night, because when you're astral projecting, your soul is no longer in your body. It's connected by the silver cord, like off doing its thing. Your body is left uninhabited, and anything can get in there while you're sleeping. So if you are sleeping, you're going into dream space, or you're doing activities like astral travel where you're intentionally doing it. I was basically told, if you're going to do those things, protect yourself. Don't fall asleep without calling in your protection. Don't do astral traveling without calling in protection. Even when I'm meditating now and I go into deeper states, I call in my protection first. And I was just told, like, don't do anything in this realm without protecting yourself. Because the moment you do anything where your soul lifts up out of your body and you're not occupying it, you're leaving that vessel open for any number of the things that are on this planet right now trying to inhabit human bodies. So they can actually, from what I'm hearing, they can do a lot to us not inhabiting a body, but if they can make it in, if those entities can make it in, they can do 10 times more damage than they could to a physical person not being seen, because that way they can actually show up in front of somebody and cause havoc in their life and be seen, because you're being attacked by a physical person or being confronted by a physical person. When the spiritual entities are trying to attack you, it is easy to ignore in a sense, because you're not aware of it. There's not a physical person. You're not, if you're just on autopilot going through your day, you don't see what's in front of you. You can't be as affected by it if you're not seeing it to some people. So that's what I was kind of getting, was like, you know, these entities are taking occupancy in people's bodies when they purposely astral travel without experience doing it. They're not protecting themselves. They're not protecting themselves when they fall asleep. So many people have things within them right now because they haven't been protecting that aren't them. And I've seen people that I'm really close to that have started treating me really differently, suddenly want nothing to do with me, pushing me away, telling me I'm the bad guy, doing everything they can to try to tear me down and make me feel certain ways about things that I've always done. And it's like, why is this such a big deal to you right now? Or like, why all of a sudden are you pushing me away? Like, I'm noticing people changing, and I'm noticing the people who I talk to about this stuff that don't want anything to do with the projection or like, I don't need to do that. They're actually the ones that are being most affected by it now, from what I'm seeing, because they're allowing themselves to be open to it by just not being aware of it. And that's what I've noticed. There is a lot of, I know a lot of people right now that are struggling with negative entities and trying to remove them. And it's, you know, and then I know people that just don't know they have them and their lives are falling apart, but they don't want to hear about it. They don't want help and they don't want to know why this is happening. So it's, I'm noticing it happening more. So my big thing is that every chance I can get where people will listen, just protect yourself, call in your guides for protection, call in your protective forces at night when you sleep. Don't meditate without protecting.
That's a good one too. You know what?
That's damn.
Because I do that all the time with I'll call in like my ascended master, my guides and stuff. But I'm not always. So I don't know if I'm even doing that right. I have certain crystals and stuff. But like now that you say, because I do some like channelings and like meditations
call in those guys.
But check this out though. Like by y'all, okay. If I notice this happening, y'all too noticing this happening. In some type of way, you can't say they don't know anymore, because it's too far out in the open. And I mean that's the spiritual realm and the physical realm merging. It's too far out in the open. People can see that this stuff is happening.
Yeah,
I think it's more being ignorant of it. You know, like you see it but you ignore it. You see what I'm saying? And by you seeing it and ignoring it, it puts you in the line of ignorance. Because man, how many times y'all see something like on TikTok or anything social media where you could just look at it and be like, what were they thinking? So I
can look at people's videos and be like, that's not even them posting. That's just some other energy that has taken over them and being like, look, this is what the world needs to see right now. Mm-hmm. And those videos always make me so uncomfortable. Like, I can't even watch.
Like, I know exactly what you're talking about. So it's like, it's to the point now, I think people know. It's everything is revealed, man.
Oh, that was another thing I should mention too. When you're protecting, you mentioned TikToks and how we feel uncomfortable. When you're getting into a state of watching television, even, or
you're in hypnotic, you're in that theta. You're in that theta state. You're like programmed. It's like you're binge watching. We were talking about that. Yeah.
To program and jump into as another energy or entity because you're opening up your space. You're in that theta half dream state. Mm-hmm. There's room within your vessel for them to get in. Even when you feel like you want to scroll or watch TV, you have to protect because they will jump through that screen, through your eyeballs and into your shit. The moment that you're disconnected enough from your body and your mind and you're just in that scroll mode, that's when they get you too. It's really fucking intense. That one was actually the most prominent one I was shown, was people getting stuck in their phones. And literally,
it's tough for me too, man. Like, I struggle with that, you know, because we're also trying to run businesses and we use this through social media. So it's easier to get caught on TikTok, and we're promoting our stuff. So then everything is through that. We can get into iPhones and stuff like that, which I have, which I'm kind of, I watch the Osiris videos on TikTok. Wow, he has some really good stuff. But it's hard, but you can catch yourself in a trance, and especially when you're looking for that stimulation and stuff like that. And you know, I also have a normal job too, so like I'm sitting there like I'm trying to waste some time. I'm like, oh, let me scroll on TikTok, but then I see some of the symbolism that's coming in there and stuff. I'm like, oh, you know, and people are seeing it. People are being aware of the symbolism now. I mean, we saw that Balenciaga stuff, we saw all that stuff, right? And it's all in your people's face, and the people are still like, I mean, I'm not going to get started on the celebrities and all that stuff, what's going on with them, but, like, it's just so much, and it's just, like, so overwhelming. I think people are just so, like, overwhelmed that they just, it's like, they're apathetic to it. You know, it's like, they don't care. I was like, you don't, I don't even know what to say. It's a lot. Nah.
Yeah. Everybody, and I want to say everybody, because I don't think nobody is exempt to it. You feel me? But if you can get brainwashed in some type of way, I think you will. You see, especially when it comes down to, like she said, when you just sitting scrolling on TikTok, the same vision you got, I had got the same vision like 4 nights ago. People stared off into their phone and it was something that was draining something from them. But when it drained it from them, it brings something in at the same time. And I'm like, what? Yeah. Last night, I'm out here and I started becoming aware how many people got their head down. And I mean, in the swimming pool, they like this here. walking with bags in their hand. They're like, I'm like, what am I seeing?
It's a zombie apocalypse. I mean, look, you say it's a zombie, but like everybody already is. Like, and even me, when I go on nature walks all the time, me and Shane will go on nature walks. And sometimes it's hard. Like, I almost want to keep my phone. Like, I was like, wait, I don't really need my phone. Why do I feel like I need to bring my phone to go on a nature? Why can't I just, and like, but I notice it's a big, like, it's a strong, like, pool. I mean, at least we're doing like healthier stuff on. We are like help people and stuff. But even that becomes like a thing, because are you just feeding your ego? Are we looking for like the likes, and we're posting these memes, and you see all the things I post, and like,
I want to talk about that too.
Yeah,
sister.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen it's you like post about here. The memes.
It's like this here. Yeah, but see, I do it for a reason. Let me help you with it. You see, if you get in that vision with everybody that's just looking on their phone and looking on their phone, this is what I get from it. This is just my interpretation of it. It's like everybody glued to their phone anyway, right? So it's your choice. It's your decision, because they already glued on it. Why not put something out there that'll help, that'll kind of try to snap them out of it?
Yeah.
Or that'll raise awareness, because everybody like this. Either you like this, or you got the mouse in your hand clicking and scrolling. Either way it go, everybody is in that zombie-like phase. You can't say you're not. Even if you're doing social media content, just become aware to what you're doing. Become aware of it. You feel me? So when everybody is like this, glued to their screen anyway, when they flip on your stuff, it'd be something totally different. It takes them out of a certain loop, a certain pattern. You see, and I only started just coming up with this today, because it started making sense to me. At first, it went from a scary dream to when it kept happening, and kept happening. I can either still be afraid of the same vision that I'm getting, or I can become aware of the same vision that I'm getting. And if I get it every day, or whenever it clicks on me, I know what I'm getting. So I can come out with a solution to it, because everybody is glued to their screen. But it's only because the minerals and shit that they put in the phones. That's what people try to realize, that they think crystals are evil. No, they got crystals all in the phone. That's why everybody like this. It's the magical properties of it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And this is all what I get out of visions. You see, and me trying to make solutions out of it. So if everybody is like that, if everybody is glued to their screen, think about it. It's kind of our job to bring some goodness into their life, and really just for 3 minutes, 10 minutes. You feel what I'm saying?
I something just clicked. I was watching, actually, I think I said this to Diana, because we were looking to how to make videos that get more traction and things like that. And she said something to me, or she said something on that video that was like, make sure the beginning of your video starts with a pattern interrupt. So put like a glitchy sort of like filter on the very first second. So that way when they scroll, they see the glitch and it snaps them out of it. And like, it makes them pay attention to the rest of what you've got to say, because you've interrupted the pattern. And I'm like, holy shit. And as you were talking, you were like, you got to say stuff that gets them out of their out of the game. If we're going to be there on spiritual workers, getting the message out to try to interrupt that pattern and break that. Another way we can do it on a visual sense is to use that 1 second filter that flickers, or the bang flash to like open your video, and it will help to snap people out of that.
Yeah, to get them out that loop.
Roll, right?
That's what helped me like in addiction and stuff too. I would do things to kind of break. When I was trying to get over all that, I was in that loop, and I had to keep like doing things, like even if it's going running outside, taking a damn cold shower, whatever I had to do. So that's where I kind of got that from. Just like, you gotta break the pattern, something.
That's a good idea.
Man.
Yeah, so if people are scrolling and they're not getting out of the pattern on their own, break the pattern for them by scrambling or flashing or doing something, glitching the screen, and it will snap people out of their days. So I think that's a really good tip for all of us to start using.
For anything, man, any negative pattern you're trying to get in. If I even see myself starting to get like in a down and depressed, like if I see myself starting to get in that lower frequency, like I'll eat some superfoods, I'll go walking, I'll just do something just to break. Even though I don't want to do it, you kind of use your emotions to kind of like drive you, because sometimes you don't want to do it, so you have to use, I have a weird way of like doing it, but that's how I do it.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. It's nothing weird about self-awareness. It actually put a big old smile on my face because more and more people is becoming aware of themselves, yo.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
It's yeah,
only
it really
weird
is.
To the ones that's not doing it. It's only weird to the, I'm so proud of you, sister. I know you, yeah. But yeah, it's only weird to the ones that's not doing it.
Yeah, I guess.
Stuff that's don't like, feel like other people would it. Think that's so weird, but if I didn't do this, I wouldn't be able to move during the day.
You feel me? Because we'll fall right back into that loop. That's something that's trying to get us out of. We don't know what it is.
You have to be a different version. You have to act as a different. I mean, the fastest way isn't just to say something. It's like you're taking action. Just do something that's out of character completely. And
yeah.
Then that's
how
you
do it. That's the shift.
Yeah.
I think that's the shift. Like, I seriously think that's part of the shift. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, you hear shift so many times, right? To the point you just want to know, like, what in the is the shift? You feel me? So,
you just
gotta
take action on something different. That's what it is.
That's part of it, too.
In my opinion.
That's part of it, too.
And Earth is shifting, too. We have to go with the change of the Earth, and we have to understand Earth as an entity. I mean, so we have to, like, the conscious shift. I don't even like saying 3D, 5D. I don't like all those labels. It just, we're going to shift in frequency. You're either going with it and you're not, or you're not. And if you're not going with it, that's why some people are left behind, or some people are just going to be very, it's going to feel very uncomfortable because these things are going to, especially if you haven't done shadow work, this stuff's going to keep coming up. These things you need to work on to get to that shift, to the next level, it's going to keep poking you. We talk with Sarah about the shadow work, and like, it's like your shadow keeps pointing at you like, oh, what's up? Like, what about me? Like, it keeps getting bigger and bigger, which you resist persists. I think right now on the planet, the people that are in the most chaos, who haven't done shadow work, who, like, whether they're aware or not, it's what they keep resisting, things they don't want to work on, the inner work they don't want to do, the things they don't want to face, the fears, the subconscious, the, all that stuff, the old programming, it's like, it's all right there, and, like, they keep, no, I don't want to do it. It's painful, yeah, a lot of it's emotional trauma. Some people, it's, like, very severe, like, trauma they've been through, but that's the only way out is in. You have to go within, you're not going to get to the other side unless you have to go through it, so... Hmm. I don't know what
let
else
ask
to say.
Y'all. I got to get an opinion. Let me ask both of y'all. When you brought up shadow work, I'm glad you brought it up. Like, how can I say this? How has y'all shadow phases been? I'm gonna say the past couple of times, like through the cycles, and you know, from full moon to new moon, like however you want to put it. Like how? Because my shadow phases has been intense, yo.
Yeah.
Like the shadow work is, I had to put deeper, harder work just to get some type of clarity. You see what I'm saying? Like, so I know if mine is like that, I know it's got to be so many more people that shadow work is becoming more and more difficult to deal with. You see, like.
It's one of those things, like, for me anyway, I started very gentle, right? Like, because it's, especially when it's something that you're doing mostly on your own, you don't want to put yourself back in a place of re-traumatizing yourself when you're going through the shadow.
Yeah, I can see how it's
Well, I've been doing it really slow, really gentle, but you're right. I'm in that place now, but I think it might, I wasn't sure if it was just because I've gotten through the easy shadow. Now I'm facing the really dark shit that, you know, has been around for a really long time, that doesn't want to go anywhere, that's, you know, part of my ancestral trauma, part of all these other things that are old, and it's been with me for a long time. That's the dark shit, that's the heavy shit. And I'm wondering, I'm like, is it getting harder because it's the older, darker, heavier shit that I've gotten to now? Or is it harder because of the way the energies are on the planet?
I don't know. It's like I have to become aware, like to what my thoughts is doing to my body. You feel me? Because one night I'm sitting here doing shadow work. I want to say like 2 nights ago, and I seriously had to become aware of what my thoughts was doing to my heart, because my heart kept boom, 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 like I was there, but I was right here. But it felt like I went back there, and I'm like. So now I got to pay attention to my mind and my body as I'm doing shit. Like, come on. Like how much more do we have to deal with? Like
it's a lot, man.
Yeah.
You got to deal with the body and shadow as well, because those traumas, those behaviors, those reactions that we experience, they get stuck in our body.
They get stored, yeah. So even though you did mental, spiritual, emotional work, yeah, it's in the body.
Your body's storing that memory in its own way just the same way as your thoughts are. So if you're only processing the thought, you're only doing half the work. So your body is trying to tell you right now, you got to get into releasing that somatically as well, yeah, and not just do the thought work, not do that. Like for me, my thing to release my deepest part of my shadows that I've dealt with so far, I literally had to go stand by the river and scream my fucking face off. Like I just let it out. I let out all the rage and all the anger that I had repressed all those years ago. Everything I ever wanted to say to people who'd never listened to me or refused to hear me out about what was going on with me and my body, I let it out. I screamed to the water. I screamed to the trees. I let it out. And then when I was done, I cried and I gave gratitude to the trees and to the river for taking that away from me and for just taking that and transfiguring it into something more beautiful that it can be used to benefit the planet instead of damaging me. And that is what I got shown in my shadow work. It's not just about changing your thoughts and behaviors. It's about releasing it from your body as well and getting that out there, getting out what was trapped in your system physically to release. Because if you don't, that shadow 10, 20 years from now will come back up when your body wants to acknowledge it. So start looking into somatics if you haven't already.
I keep hearing that. That's a download I keep getting. So I think I need to, I think that's my last, yeah, last, I'm going to say last step, because I think there's all these levels of shadow work we're doing.
Because it's your physical vessel is what keeps you here in this reality. And if you're not treating that, you're not treating the whole package. And parts of you are going to get left behind here during the shift because it's not, it's not changing with your soul. It's your soul and body are no longer aligned because there's too much shadow and density in the body, but the soul has done the work. So you got to help them to integrate by releasing it physically too.
Is that also breath work too?
Breath work is a big part of
somatic. Or like meditation, or do you have anything you would recommend for that?
For me, I actually talked a little bit about this today in my session on Instagram, because I was talking about shadow work and how I got to where I am today. Just like what I do when I'm doing my shadow work is I make sure I'm in a secluded place so that if stuff comes out and I feel like I've got to scream my head off, I can. If I feel like I want to pick up a rock and throw it, I can. I'm not going to hurt anybody. Like I allow myself to be in a place where I can physically let these reactions come out. And at the same time that I'm processing that. So somatics breath work is one of the best things because when you're using your breath, you're creating expansion and contraction in the body and you can find out where the tight spots are.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put work into the tight spots, the dense spots, the places that you feel sticky and stuck in the body. And
is Wim Hof breath work? Is Wim Hof breath work considered somatic breath work? That's pretty deep. Okay.
Yeah, I do. That was actually the first type of breath work that I started with, and that's what started me on the path. So I do actually recommend Wim.
I do that all the time. Yeah, I didn't know if that was considered somatic or not. Yeah.
It's similar. It's like his version of it.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
You know what I've been seeing lately? Can you help me understand these like these ice baths people be doing?
Oh yeah, I'm doing that too. So the reason why you're doing I don't do baths. I do like I will put myself in like the hottest fucking shower I can stand, and then I'll do my breath work while I'm in the shower, and as I'm exhaling, I'll change it to cold. And usually like on an exhale, the cold water will hit me and I just breathe into the cold water, let it hit the parts of my body that are, you know, feeling dense and sticky, get myself
changing vibrations in the body.
Yeah. So what happens with the hot cold is your lymphatic system, your body's detox system, which doesn't have a pump to pump itself. You have to physically move your body to get those toxins out of your system. Most people this day and age don't move their bodies enough. We have very toxic, overloaded lymphatic systems. The hot cold treatment is another way to kickstart your lymphatic system to pump. Because when you go from hot, relaxed state to contracted cold, your lymphatics all pump, like to tense up, and that's what gets it flowing. So that will actually help to detoxify your body on a much deeper level. So if you're feeling called to do the cold treatments or the cold, like the cold dunks or baths, I would recommend listening to that message, because there's something in your system that needs to be released in that way. And the lymphatic system is the most toxic system in the human body because it doesn't have a pump. And its only way to flush is deep movement, really, and doing the hot cold treatments. And people don't do those things enough. So we're just walking around with super toxic bodies.
I like going to the sauna too. Yeah, sweating stuff. I feel the need to do that. Helps. Yeah.
Sweating does help with it, but it, what it does is it keeps the, I believe it's dilated. So it keeps the system more open, which means it's a little bit more susceptible, I believe, to taking in more toxins. But when you do the cold, it contracts and pushes everything out. So when you end on the cold, it helps to close the system and allows it for nothing super new to like, actually, no, this is wrong. I shouldn't be saying this. This is not right.
Go ahead. This is good.
I'm being told that it's like, I'm getting a download, but the way that I'm expressing it isn't quite right. So I don't want to give people the wrong information about the lymphatic system.
Let me ask you this question.
People can actually research how their lymphatic system is, how it pumps and works. Okay. But it's the most toxic system in our bodies. And it is the one that needs the most help to actually detoxify itself. And the only way to do it is movement and hot and cold.
Okay, now how do you do it? Like 10 minutes cold, 10 minutes hot, or 5 minutes cold, 5 minutes hot?
Now, it's difficult to do. Your body goes into shock. I started with 30 seconds as hot as possible and 30 seconds as cold as possible. Keep breathing. Like, make sure you maintain the breath when you're doing the switch. Once you can handle 30 seconds for about a week, move it up to 45 seconds to a minute, and just do a week at a time, just acclimatize yourself. Just go up every week by 15 to 30 seconds, just to get yourself acclimatized. The ideal time is like 5 minutes and 5 minutes. If you can go longer, it's even better. But 5 minutes is a great time to work into your regular daily routine before you go to work, like on your shower, like after you're done in the gym. It's a really good practice to do after you're done in the gym, because your system, you've moved, you've sweated, all of your systems are pumping and moving. That will help to kickstart your lymphatic system, or to finish off the pump of the lymphatic system from your movement. So whatever toxins were being kicked up during that workout will be flushed out of your system if you do the cold, hot, cold at the end of your workout.
Okay. Can I ask you something else?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, after you worked up the sweat, you done sweated everything out, you done all your breath work and everything. And after you do, you doing all your breath work, you notice you lose weight. Like when you're doing it right, like I done lost so much weight. How do I like start like bringing on the shape, like adding on the, I guess, the right muscle? You see what I'm saying? Like, cause I done all that. Like I've noticed my eating habits, and I changed my eating habits up. I noticed how often I used to eat and why I used to eat like that, because I used to be depressed about a lot of things. So I started noticing that. So I started changing up my habits. I started changing. But now I done lost so much weight. It's like now I'm trying to put some muscle on. But it's like all I do is just sit here. And it's like, dude, like, how do I get that energy going, that flow? Because I feel like it's a blockage somewhere. You see, because I could do the breath work. I can go out there. I can work up a sweat, you know, by doing breath work and deep meditation and get the sweating from the breath work. Like, I do all that. By me doing all that, I noticed I lost so much weight. And I'm like, how in the world did I lose weight without exercise? So it got me kind of baffled, you see, to the point where I want to stop doing it. You see what I'm saying? Because maybe I'm overdoing something, but it gives me this energy. Because when I don't do it, I'm sitting here like I'm writing things, I'm writing downloads, but I don't have that energy to like get up and just do a few push-ups or do a few pull-ups or just go jog for a second. You know, like how do I build up that energy? If you get what I'm saying.
That is more based around, in my experience anyway, as I get the same thing. I'm just like, I want to do this. I'm like, I want it. But the action is missing. The drive to start the action is missing. Yeah. I want something so bad, but I can't get myself to do it. And that's more of a self-sabotage. That's a thought that you have to find that is swimming in your head that either makes you think, it's not worth it. Mm. You're not worth it. You're not worthy of it. Or, you know, somebody's going to judge you for doing that for yourself. You've got to figure out what the belief is that stops you or makes you go, yeah, I'm not going to do that right now. Mm. Maybe later. You got to, and you're really good at going inside and discovering these things. Ask yourself a couple simple questions. What is it that I'm thinking on a regular basis that's keeping me from attaining my goals?
Yeah.
And go into meditation and just ask yourself that question. Am I willing to take to help me tone up my muscle?
There you go. Okay. Yeah. I got you. Okay.
Yeah. What am I willing to do right now to get myself moving? And just ask yourself those questions. And then when you come out of the meditation, take action on it. Immediately.
Okay.
Take like whatever the answer was, if it was like you need to drink a glass of water, count to 10, and do some jumping jacks. That's what you have to fucking do. Like,
you know what? You know what? Now check this out. During meditation, right? I see myself jogging, but I see it in third person. So I'm like, okay, is this my body way of saying go jog?
Your body's trying to tell you to go jog, and you can actually.
I don't lost so much weight without doing anything. So it's like
the jogging will help you tone up muscles in your core because you're keeping yourself upright. You don't even realize how much core muscle happens when you do a gentle jog. So your legs and your core will start to tone up. If you start using weights on your wrist and really going for it, you can do a little bit of an arm workout in that too. But if you're being shown jogging, that's what your body is asking of you. It's
okay.
You're asking, it's that other level of awareness. If I keep seeing this over and over again, that just means that's for me. Mm-hmm. And like, this similar thing happened to me. Like I kept seeing things about magnesium intake. And I was like trying to wonder, I'm like, why am I so exhausted? Why is this? And I kept being shown magnesium. And then over the last 4 days, my mom kept saying she was going to bring me some magnesium because she's got some really good stuff.
Oh, wow.
And over the last 4 nights, I've literally, like, when I fall asleep, when I'm really, really tired and I'm forcing myself to stay awake for whatever reason, I start to get muscle twitches in my legs, like in my lower legs. And, like, they'll kick and it's just, they get uncomfortable and swirly. I would be fast asleep. And that would start happening to my legs over the last couple of days. And it would wake me up. And the immediate thought I'd have upon waking up was, I need magnesium.
Okay.
And it was I have to stop ignoring these. Like, because it started with, like, I would hear something on the radio about something magnesium. Or my dad would call me and talk about, I was researching and I need magnesium. People, like, it would just come into my field. But I was ignoring it. And it was over and over until it literally started waking me up at night, like, I need magnesium.
Okay, I got you.
So if you're seeing jogging, that's the thing that's missing. That's what you've got to do to get moving. And that might be just be a starting point. Jogging might make you jog to a gym and see a weight bench. You know what I mean? Like,
I've been getting that too.
Start with the one thing that's in your face all the time. Jogging, okay, let's start doing that.
I'm trying to get the energy to want.
Sometimes
to
we don't want to do the things that are in our face. Like, and for me too, it's going to the gym. Even somatic breathwork, which you just brought, or somatic, that keeps coming up. And I'm like, you just said it now. Before it was inner child healing. There's always things that, it's always the things I don't want to do. It's like, I'm like, oh man, I know that's what I need to do, but it's like, but that's related to the shadow work. Probably has to do with releasing,
releasing the beliefs. And like, I heard another really awesome thing from Steve Nobel the other day. He was talking about the things that will do us the most good and elevate us to our highest levels are unfortunately the things that we tend to have the most resistance to. And our egos will find every reason under the sun why we don't need that and why we're good without it.
It wants to bring you back to your normal state because basically that's out of your comfort zone, and that's what you need to do to be that different version. But then it's like, oh, let's go back to this. Like, you know, it goes
back to what you were saying with the pattern interrupt, right? Like, it doesn't matter how much you feel you don't want to do it. Get up and pattern interrupt. Do it.
Because you do it within 5 seconds. Like with the body. Yeah. Do it within 5 seconds is what I heard.
Yeah.
Like,
if
that's,
you have the thought. Yeah. Like Diana's saying, 5 seconds, like immediately, like, oh, wait. I just saw a guy jogging that reminds me I should go jogging. You know what, I'm gonna go put my shoes on and go do it right now. Even if you go around the block,
it's like, still something. It's getting started. Starting a pattern, new pattern.
Okay. You don't even have to make a commitment of how far you're gonna go. Just put your shoes on and leave the door. Like, you know,
because it's like, I done so much spiritual work, right? I done a lot of astral work.
It's that physical, man.
It's like the battle with the body now.
Yeah, your body's trying to catch up to all the other work you've been doing, and your spiritual is giving you the signs. It's putting it in your face, but your body's not registering.
Then start, that's how
like, I know you're really aware, right? So just shift your awareness to, what does my body want to show me? What does my body need? Because you know what your mind needs. You know what your soul needs. You know all of you know how to work that. Just bring it back down into this. Bring it into your vessel.
Okay.
And ask the same questions you're asking out there. Bring it inward and see what you need there.
That's what I'm working with too. I'm trying so hard.
The body has a really loud voice. And it will tell you.
Yeah, and it'll show you. Because that's what.
Absolutely.
When I've been doing meditation, I keep seeing myself jogging and doing jumping jacks and push-ups, and I'm like, what in the world is going on? So I'm kind of looking at that like maybe that was the future me, and I just didn't get it. You feel me? So that's what it's wanting me to do, like right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I give it what it wants once I once I learn how to just tap in, man, and get the energy to do it, because it's like the want is there. Like, I've done so much breath work. To the point where my whole torso starting to shape up to how I'm breathing. And I'm like, I did not know that can happen with the body. You see what I'm saying? Look how much weight I lost. I lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And it's like it's from meditating, doing breath work, deep breath work, to the point where I be shown certain things and I just break down crying. But I get it though.
It's emotional weight. Because, you're releasing emotional weight.
Yeah.
Emotional weight's heavy, man.
Yeah, and trying to learn it by myself. You feel me? Doing everything the spirit is telling me to do, and yet still trying to find the right terminology for it, the right thing what to call it. Yeah, this has been a blessing to me because how about this? Is there a certain vegetable or a certain fruit that you can eat that will get energy? I'm curious.
Irish sea moss. I've been messing with the Irish sea moss recently. That's a whole nother level, man. I've been doing like anything with superfoods. I have a lot of superfoods. I drink this Organifi stuff. It's a little expensive. This green. I do a lot of green juices or just but Irish sea moss. You're only supposed to do a certain amount. I think I need. If you research into Irish sea moss, you might want to research into it. I just started taking that recently. It tastes nasty, like the raw. I'm not talking about the pill. I'm talking about the raw. Like, it tastes like sea salt, but it awakens. It gives me like I almost feel like I took something like a substance or something.
Yeah,
but it's like,
I've been seeing a lot about sea moss too. I follow.
And you say green drinks, Diana?
I do like superfoods and any kind of superfoods. I have this green juice. I do like cold pressed green juice. That's more of a natural. But there's also this green Organifi stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a little expensive, but that has a bunch of superfoods. I'm drinking it right now, actually. It gives me a little bit of a boost. It has sometimes it has like even matcha is good if you drink like matcha tea or something. If you're looking for stuff that gives you energy, like clean energy. So there's anything like superfood related.
Okay.
Another thing too, because our bodies are all very individual and it's a very personal thing, what each of us needs
is different. Yeah.
You can go into meditation and you can ask yourself, like, ask body, show me what foods will
show
benefit.
Show me something I don't want to eat, though.
That's probably a better, yeah.
Just go in and ask your body, what is it that you need?
Avocado is good. Avocado helps me a lot. It raises my vibration. I don't know, something about avocado, when I get cravings, my body's always telling me, I get a whole pack of avocados, me and Shane will eat them, and, like, we feel really good, like, eating them.
Yeah. But yeah, if you just ask your body in meditation, show me what you need right now. Show me what you're lacking. What do you want and need most? Mm-hmm. And it will show you. Another thing you can do too at a grocery store, you can do muscle testing while holding food. So if you're trying to pick out what you want to eat for that week, say you're in the produce section and you're not sure if something's going to give you more energy or less, hold it up to your heart space. And ask, is this, like, breathe, take a couple deep breaths, hold it, breathe into the, like, try to breathe into the fruit, connect to the fruit or the vegetable that you're holding, take a couple of deep breaths in, and ask, is this food right for me? Stand with, like, your back straight, your feet shoulder width apart. If it's right for you, your nose will gently be pulled forward, and you'll almost feel like you're going to fall forward. If it's not, you'll almost feel like you're going to fall backwards. It's the craziest thing, but it works.
Oh, and I'm taking notes, y'all. I'm taking notes.
I am too, yeah. We always learn a lot. It's good to learn, man. There's always something we can learn, you know? Like, we do a lot in the spiritual stuff, but there's a lot with your emotional state, your mental. Like, I think physical, I'm with you, Solomon. Like, physical is the thing that, like, I've done a lot of inner work, you know, even getting off of substances and all this stuff. But now I still feel like my body is the slowest to catch up, and even the weight I've been trying to lose for a while, been trying to just get a little bit more fit, and it's like I just feel like it's emotional, like I feel like it's tough, and my body doesn't want to release it, so I'm trying other ways to like release that too, because I feel like the physical is the only thing that needs to be, and I want to exercise more, but I also feel a lot of resistance. I just do a lot of nature stuff since I like being in nature. I'll just integrate. Sometimes I don't want to go to the gym, sometimes I'm on the mood to be around people and like do that. Sometimes like I'll just, even like I went on a walk today, I'll just go in nature, I go hiking. I'm by the mountains now, so I can do that kind of stuff, but I just force myself to do something.
I don't know if everybody's frozen right now. I just got like a
It froze for a second.
It did for a little bit.
Diana's a little bit frozen too. What was I gonna say? I lost it.
You're gonna come back.
I hope so. It was really good. I was like, oh, this is perfect.
That's how it is. We all on that frequency right now. Man, I thank y'all so much for sharing this with me, because I've been sitting here and I've been looking. I've been forced to look at myself. That's one of the most hardest battles I go through right now, just looking at myself and seeing this new body, but used to seeing the chubby body. Feel me? Like, and it builds up a fear, right, to not want to gain that weight back. You see, like, to want to keep doing something right. But I feel like, and I wasn't never the type of person that believed in the blockages and the energy block. I was like, man, there's something going on with it. But now that I've been, like, so self-aware of myself, aware of what the breath work is doing to my body physically. Like, my body is morphed all from doing breath work, meditation, deep breath, hold it in, breathe it out, you know, breathing from the diaphragm and the abdomen. Like, when you start learning how to do those different breath techniques, your body forms and it shapes. And I'm like, okay, but I catch myself losing muscle, right? And spirit showing, because you're too far up. You're too high up in the elements. You're only doing everything.
Come back
and
down the ground.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get what I'm saying.
I go barefoot in nature all the time. That really helps me. I just go in the grass, like, just I go barefoot. I ground myself. I do earthing a lot, yeah. And even putting earthing. My feet in water. If I find a stream outside, I'll go stand in some. I know Sarah does stuff with moss and stuff. And by the way, okay. alkaline water is something that I've been drinking that I feel a lot better, a little more energy drinking alkaline water as opposed to like even spring water. It's another thing too.
Yeah, especially in the States, water quality down there is
Costco. I can get alkaline water for a really cheap price, like an 18 pack for like $11. But a lot of times it is a little more expensive if you see like Essentia at the stores. But even just try going to like a 7-Eleven or even and just getting like Essentia. Like I do alkaline water like 9.5 or like 10 pH and 9 pH. It's different. Okay. I feel different when I, some people say do structure water. Some people do reverse osmosis. I mean, there's different levels to it, but alkaline, I feel better with alkaline water. I feel healthier. It's supposed to be good. It has a lot of health benefits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Alkaline water is pretty good. It's better to, if you can get yourself like an alkaline water filter, for your tap, it's better for the planet because you're not like
I won't drink tap. I have my thing about tap water, but yeah.
Well, I know, but what it is, too, but it's a filter that you put on the tap and it alkalizes and cleans out the water coming from your tap. So it's just better for the planet because you're not using plastic.
Okay. Okay.
Or even a Brita water filter, at least something to filter out something. I don't know if that really works, but I just do more alkaline now. But it gets expensive. I know. I mean, everything has a good cost.
Berkey filters are another good option. They are the type of filters where it's like you fill it up with tap water, and it fills itself. Like it just like cleans itself and alkalizes itself, and they're really good filters. They're more reasonably priced. There's also Kagan water filters as well. Those ones have
the ability. I heard about those.
I really want to get one of those. It has the ability to produce live water, which, I really, really want to get one. Live water is the best that you can get because it's not missing any of the minerals that water is supposed to have in it. And it's really alkaline as well. Those are like $3,500. So. They're pretty pricey, but it's worth it.
I heard about it.
Every day.
Okay. I'm gonna start getting on it. Is there any type of way you can remove blockages from your body? Because I'm starting to believe in blockages now. I didn't for a long time.
Yeah, there is. That's part of what I do in my sessions, actually.
I'm into Reiki. I know not everybody likes it, but it has really helped me. Like I like more like doing like going to a shaman, doing like shamanic Reiki sessions. But I even have a girl that I do an online Reiki session with. She's from a full-time purpose group. She lives in the UK, and I've done just even online, and it was actually pretty good price session. And you feel the energy moving through. I mean, Sarah's given me Reiki session before. I've had it from other people. Like you feel like she's to help me with. I had a lot of stuff in my sacral chakra because anytime you have any kind of sexual trauma or like emotional trauma, all that stuff. Sacral chakra is something I have past life stuff. When I got my Akashic record from like a lot of stuff in my sacral, and that's Reiki has been really beneficial, but you have to find someone you connect with that does good sessions. Sarah's done a good session for me. Other people have. In person is powerful too. They even use the crystals. I mean, see someone you whose energy you connect with. I would look at if you're going somewhere in person, I would go look them up, see how you feel. We're intuitive. So I can kind of look at someone and say, man, do I want to connect my energy with this person or not? I have to be someone I trust. And,
I know somebody, but it's like,
you have to be open to receive it, though. Yeah, you have to be open to receive it.
You can call me, too, if you want, Sullivan. Like, we can go over some stuff if you want.
The thing about it is, thank you so much. I appreciate it. The thing is, when I started feeling something, it made me back up because I didn't know what it was.
And if you're a little bit disconnected from the body, that's gonna happen, too. The moment you notice a blockage, it's going to make you feel, like, uncomfortable or something's not right, especially if you're disconnected.
It's helped me a lot. Reiki has, been really where.
Feeling doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. It just means that it wants to be looked at. It's ready to be sorted out. We can go a little bit deeper, and I can like share some techniques with you. I know that you're very self-based, and I don't want to do it for you unless it's something that is like actually needs physical removal, which I also do. I can teach you, like, because I know you're super aware, I would do things differently with you, and I would just teach you how to go through it on your own. So we can do that in private, so it's not.
Okay.
not a whole other show on its own.
Yeah, because yeah, because I know
That'll
stuff
be like
that
a
is
whole hour
something.
of us talking about it.
Okay, that's cool, and I appreciate this.
Yeah,
I gotta go, guys. I gotta go.
Yeah, I think we had a good session, so I think we can sign off. Oh yeah,
this
so
has been beautiful and very educational. Very educational. I want to do another one.
Yeah, let's do another one soon, and we can go on life theories too. So so I guess everyone, thanks for tuning in. And Solomon, if you want to tell people where they can find you, I know where to find both of y'all. But if you guys want to any business you want to promote or social medias or anything,
Solomon King on Facebook, Solomon King 0524 Instagram, Solomon King 50 on TikTok. I'm working on getting my website back up and running for streaming and all that. But for right now, that's what y'all can reach me on.
And Sarah, how about you?
I can be found on TikTok and Instagram at Big Soul Healing. And I do also have a link tree as well, same name, Big Soul Healing. And I'm live on Instagram every Sundays now at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time with Big Soul Sundays. And we will be doing a new topic every single week going over basically my journey into becoming a self-healer and what that means for me and how people watching can become self-healers themselves. So I'll be leading guided meditations and practices and a little bit of short story time and Q&A. So,
okay, one more question before we go. So do you believe anybody can be a healer?
I believe we are all healers and we all have the innate ability within us to heal.
Yeah.
And it's up to us how much we want to experience that in this lifetime. So I really do believe we are all healers in some way, shape, or form. Some people are here to help people heal relationships or help themselves heal relationships. Some people are here to help you heal your physical body. We are all healers in some way, shape, or form. It's up to us to go inward and decide what that means for us.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. I can ask you all a million questions. It feels good to just watch and see the feminine do their work and to learn, you feel me? And I
appreciate
we
learn from
this.
You guys too. I think it's a good, we all need each other, you know, mm-hmm. It's good that we can work together.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, well, anyway, I guess we're going to sign off here of Trailblazers of the Universe podcast. So if you're watching or if you're listening on podcasts, make sure to follow and like and give a 5-star rating where applicable. And if you're on YouTube, make sure to hit those like and subscribe buttons and make sure to follow their pages as well. I'm also going to link Solomon and Sarah's pages and their channels and even mine and all my information in the description of the video or the podcast. So everybody, make sure to protect your energy now. Stay in your heart space. And we are signing off Trailblazers of the Universe. Have a good day. Namaste.
Have a good day. Namaste.